You are listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast, episode 1. Today we're talking about 3 of my favorite rapid cash techniques.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
So let's get started. Hey, everybody, Melanie here. Welcome. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. The Amplify Your Success podcast is produced every week and it's available on Monday for your inspiration. And you can find the show notes from today's episode on my blog at melaniebenson.com. I have every resource that I talk about, the highlights, and even some tweetable moments. Be sure to come back each week to power up your business results, get inspired, get some new ideas, and hey, feel free to add this podcast to your iTunes too. And while you're there, maybe you want to give me a little shout out, give me a rating so we can help more people find the show. And I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I love connecting with you there. All the links are in the show notes. So let's get into the show. Just last week, I had one of those urgent phone calls. You know, you've got a client and they're freaking out. And so many of my packages, they have that, I can call you of an emergency. So I got that call. And what was going on is my client, who has a pretty significant size business, but it is service-based, his biggest client left unexpectedly. This is one of those moments where, you know, he's got plenty of cash coming in, but a lot of it was tied into one big client. And of course, as business owners, you know, we make a lot of commitments and we have teams and we have things that we pay for every month out of that big nut, right? So of course, his cash flow is in dire straits. So we want to do some brainstorming and look at some ways that instead of panicking and going into the abyss, what could he do right now to get some cash in the door? Now, I'm sure he's not the only one that's ever happened to, right? Like we've all had that moment. I know I certainly have. And so it produces a lot of anxiety if you don't have strategies to work with. And I've had clients who were doing a product launch and it was just an epic fail. So they didn't nearly make the numbers they'd planned for and they had to come up with more cash. Or, you know, there's just even those times where you just forgot to plan for consistent cash flow. And all of a sudden you're realizing like, I don't have a plan for this month. This is where rapid cash injection strategies are super helpful. And I've got 10 of them. You can get all 10 at rapidcashstrategies.com. But let me tackle 3 of the biggest ones. Because no matter where you're at in your business, it's always nice to have some tools in your toolkit to boost things up a little bit. Now, I want to tackle 3 different kinds of cash injection strategies that you might use at different times. And the first one is something that you can actually use on a regular basis, but it's vital if you have a bad month. And you can do this if you've got a brick and mortar business. You can do this if you've got an online business that a lot of your traffic and leads come from social media and online marketing. And maybe you have a list that you've built up that you have a relationship with that you advertise things to and keep an ongoing communication with. And that is tip number 1, host a buzzworthy sale. Now, here's why you want to use it when you've had a bad month. It's one of the fastest ways to get some cash flow coming in the door. And you can tie it to a holiday, especially around Christmas or, you know, if there's a lot of themed holidays that are great to tie in. You can tie it to like a birthday or an anniversary. You can have a kind of a new offer sale, like we're just introducing this for the very first time and we're going to have a sale. There's from time to time, I have like what I call it, the holiday special, or I have a planning special for one of my bestsellers, which is the Profit Explosion Toolkit, which is about planning. So figure out a reason to have the sale and have a sale. But whatever you do, do not have a my biggest client left me and I need you to help me out sale. I've actually seen people do that and I'm like, dude, that was really, really bad. Or I know somebody that had a, I want to go on a trip. Can you help me get there? Okay. I know in your mind it's clever, but don't do that. Have a buzzworthy sale. So, you know, here's another little mistake sometimes people make is they're like 10% off my best-selling offer. If you're going to have a sale, have a big sale. Do a significant cut. but do it for a short period of time. So one of the things when I'm helping my clients design sales is, or some kind of a promotion, is you need to have a beginning and an end, or you have a surprise ending. So you don't necessarily tell them when it's going to end, but you tell them it's only here for a limited time and you don't know when you're going to end it, but you will end it soon. A couple of my friends do that and it's really successful. But don't do what Macy's does. Like if you're with Macy's, the shopping retail center, they always have a sale and it's always ongoing. So there's no real incentive unless they're having one of their good sales, which is 30 to 40% off. That's why you need to have a significant cut. Now, there's a little bit of strategy here, and that is think about selling something that's a smaller item so you get a lot of traction that can lead to other sales. So if you have a product business, think about, there's some other things that I teach in the rapid cash strategies where you can tie it to other things that maybe aren't as significantly discounted, or instant upsells and things like that. So you're driving the traffic with the sale and you create more income from other things that somebody might need if they're going to use this offer. But 50% off is great. 30 to 40% off is good. But think about, how do I get people to take instant action? Because remember, you need cash now. So that's tip number one, host a buzzworthy sale. Now, if you don't have an email list, you can consider tying it to some Facebook ads, or you can maybe think about like partnering with some other people. But hopefully you've been building an email list, or you have a way, like an app or something, that you can connect with your audience. If you don't, we definitely need to brainstorm that. So think about, how can you start having sales when you need cash flow, or as a way to get some new leads in the door as a kind of a routine process throughout the year. It's a great lead generator. Now, let's move into tip number two, and this is one of my favorites. And there are ways to do this if you have a retail brick and mortar business. I will tackle those at a later time. I'm going to talk specifically about people who have an online business and are using email marketing or other ways to drive leads to a website. And point of sale upsells is number two. And this particular technique can add very big cash quickly. You can boost the revenue of a transaction by 33 to 57% with this one technique. Now, I think this is a good one to have all the time. And if you're going to have a specific campaign, to consider using it. But you have to do it in a really nice way, or else you'll burn people out. And I want you to think of GoDaddy.com as a teacher, as a mentor in this situation, because they're the experts at this. In the online format, they always have upsells that are boosting the transactional revenue. Now, an upsell is giving somebody an opportunity to get a unique discount at the point of sale for a complimentary product. So let's say you have a program or an offer where somebody might learn how to hire the people they need. So I have something called Build Your Dream Team that from time to time I offer my community. And let's say that I was selling my interviews with people who have built a really successful team, and it's sold for $300. And during that transaction, I say, okay, so I'm really excited that you're ready to listen to these interviews and learn from people just like you and I who have built a really successful team to help them achieve more. But I have a feeling you're going to want to learn the specifics of building a team once you listen to this interview. So I'd like to give you a one-time opportunity to get a significant discount on my Build Your Dream Team program. So I might like slash it by 50 to 60%. Only that one time. The minute they click away, they can no longer get that discount. That's the idea behind a point of sale upsell. If you use GoDaddy to buy domains, you know they do it all the time. Click here to get this offer, add these 17 things to make sure your website gets put up. So they don't always offer a sale, but they're always offering you point of sale opportunities to add more transactions. That is gold to your pocketbook. It will really help increase it. Now, the key to this is make sure it's a complimentary offer, or it will help them implement what they're already buying. You don't want to just offer random stuff. Another thing you can do is if you're doing a launch, you can add services to a product. Would you like me to help you implement this? Okay, here's how to lock in 10 hours of my time, and I'll help you implement every step you learn. Or you can offer something less. So let's say you've got a $500 product or $200 product, and you can offer something that's a less price point that will also add more bulk to the sale. Now, the reason why you're doing this is two things. One, you've already got someone who's interested and they're ready to invest. They're ready to make this buying decision. They call it a captured audience. And it's a great time to invite them to buy something else before you lose their attention. Because once they're gone out of the buying transaction, their mind is off to other things, right? So it's harder to re-engage them and get them back into the transaction. And so at this moment, you really want to make sure that you're offering them something that's really valuable and really helpful. I love point-of-sale upsells. I have found that, especially when I do things around my Build Your Dream Team program, I've tried this in a couple other areas over the last 15 years, I'll boost my revenue probably a good 40 to 50%, because I think we track this over and over and over again, and 42% of the people who buy choose the upsell. So look, that's amazing income to add. So you can even tie that into a sale if you want. So you can use tip number one and two together. All right, here's my third tip for today's session on rapid cash tips. And this one's more of a long-term strategy, but it's really, really big if you plan for this. So I wouldn't try to do this if you need urgent cash, unless you've already got a program designed that you're planning to offer. But a lot of people don't think to do this because we are used to just offering ongoing payments for something. And ongoing payments are really great if you want consistent, predictable cash flow. One of my biggest tips is to give people financing options. But in this case, we need a big boost of cash in the door. So tip number three is front load payment discounts. And what this does is this will usually give you a really big boost of cash during a month or two that you're doing a program enrollment. And it allows you to have a big cash chunk to work with. So you can put it aside and put it into cash reserves, or you can use it for investments into your growth. However you need to do it, I actually recommend doing a little both. But this allows you to have some big cash to work with. Now, here's what this looks like. You've got some kind of a high ticket offering. It could be somewhere in the four to five, maybe even six figures. And you offer a pretty significant discount for paying in full. So let's say you've got a $2,000 offer. You might give them 10% off, which would be $200 off if they pay in full, but only if they pay in full. You don't give discounts if they're going to finance it in some way, shape, or form. I've tried this with all of my coaching programs. There's always a pay in full discount. And I would say 3 out of 5 people choose that. So it's great to have a big boost of cash coming in. And then I always set it aside for cash reserves, because there's always a month that you can't plan for, that everything falls apart and you need a boost of income. It's great to have it set aside where you don't have to create it, right? So that's a kind of a hidden value in using this particular technique to get some big cash coming in the door. Now, a couple things on using front load payment discounts. First of all, remember, you got to give it a significant enough discount that it's worth their pocketbook to do it. And so think about 10%. That's a really good number to do, because when somebody thinks about spending $5,000, but they'll save $500 if they pay in full, and if they've got the cash, they'll do it. Can also be an incentive for them to find the cash to do something. You might consider putting a time limit around how long they get that discount, but don't give too much of a discount. Don't do like 50%, 40% for this particular strategy, because then you erode your profits and you make the program not worth delivering. And it can actually mess up your mindset and create a little resentment around the delivery of the program. So 10% is kind of the sweet spot, 20% max, especially if it's something that's leveraged and you don't have to put a lot of your time and energy into it. So these are three of my 10 rapid cash injection tips that you can get on rapidcashstrategies.com. All 10 are really fantastic and they work for different times in your business, for different types of people. I recommend having it in your toolkit so that you can use it anytime. They're free. So go grab them at rapidcashstrategies.com. Now, I'm really excited about this year for you, and I want you to think about how you're going to amplify your income this year, right? Like, yes, you want to make a bigger difference. Yes, you want to have more time for what's important. And I love that. So let's get creative. Let's start thinking about ways that you can ramp up that income this year and you don't have to work more. I like asking myself really provocative questions. Remember, the power of the questions you ask yourself are dictating the results you get. And if you want better results, start asking yourself better questions. If you ask yourself limiting questions like, how am I going to have the money for this? Oh my gosh, what's going to work? I'm not good at this. These are things that are limiting you. They're constricting you. So here's the little coaching tip for today. Start asking yourself, exploring this, maybe do some journaling, do some brainstorming. Heck, come into the Amplify Your Success community. Let's brainstorm some ideas. How can I amplify my income and maybe just work a lot less this year? That's your coaching challenge. Start playing with that. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the Amplify Your Community. Remember, it's totally free at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. All right, guys, see you next week. And can't wait to hear your breakthroughs and your insights. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at MelanieBenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.